A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belonged to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice but could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, that he may regain his sight." But Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to imprison all who call upon your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel, and I will show him that he will have to suffer for my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. Laying his hand on him, he said, "Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me, Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized, and when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. The Word of the Lord. I have to admit that there are those in my life whom I've regarded more as foe than friend over the years. I doubt I'm alone in this experience. They are the ones who often have different opinions, theologies, beliefs, or politics than my own, and seem to insist on imposing those positions on others. Whether individuals or institutions, I call them those people, or simply they. In less charitable moments, they may be called something that makes them even more objectified. Breathing murderous threats, Saul was out to get anyone who followed the way of Jesus Christ in today's first reading. Clearly, he was having his own issues with those people who didn't believe as he did. Yet it is the witness of Ananias, through the Holy Spirit, that opens Saul's eyes and our own too. To be sure, Ananias had his own concern about what the Lord was asking him to do. "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, the evil he has done to the holy ones, and he has authority from the chief priests to imprison anyone who calls upon your name." Ananias understandably wondered about the wisdom of the task at hand. Still, his conviction in Jesus released him from his fear, and he did as he was directed, going so far as to greet Saul with the intimate, relational term of brother. This is the invitation of Easter faith, to be able to recognize those with whom we have differences and see in them the face of a sister or a brother. It's not an easy thing to do. It calls for great humility on our part, as well as an openness and a falling of the scales from our own eyes to be able to see and hear what is true in the other's position. We might think it will take our being knocked off our horses, blinded by a flashing light, and hearing the voice of Jesus for such conversion to happen. But more than likely, it will happen in more subtle, but no less profound ways. An invitation to sit down to a meal together, a willingness to find common ground, a first-hand encounter with them, as well as a healthy dose of the grace of God in our lives. Saul was able to go from persecuting to proclaiming Jesus as Lord. It will be no less of a miracle when we respond to the invitation to engage those people and embrace them as daughters and sons of God, sisters and brothers in Christ. Perhaps when this happens, the world will know the peace for which it longs.